From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Leaders of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, are in Washington this week to celebrate NATO's 70th anniversary tomorrow. The U.S. relationship with its NATO allies has been fraught, let's say, since President Trump came to office. He's been relentless in criticizing Europe for not spending enough on defense. But Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports that internal strife and bickering is as much a part of NATO's history as peace.
7 years after signing the treaty, the U.S., France, and England were at each other's throats about the Suez Canal.
NATO's been in effectively a stable crisis since the day it was founded.
University of Akron political science professor Jim Sperling says there is one key difference now. President Trump has questioned whether the U.S. will defend Europe.
People are beginning to doubt the credibility of our obligation. He has crossed a line that no one else crossed.
In exchange for continued U.S. support, Trump says other nations ought to increase their individual defense spending. Sean Kay at Ohio Wesleyan University says his complaint is also nothing new.
There's a longstanding burden-sharing issue within the NATO alliance.
Kay points out, though, that NATO plays another role today than when countries first formed it.
This is the one principal mechanism that ties the United States to Europe still to this day.
For 70 years since agreeing to defend against the Soviet Union, NATO's allies have also avoided war with each other. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.